News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The M8 presidential spokesperson and legal advisor, George Chisanga, has dismissed claims of confusion within the Tonse Pamotse Alliance as the country heads towards the August elections. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Chisanga said the coming together of Brian Mundubile and Makhebi Zulu reflects citizens' call for opposition unity, adding that the alliance remains intact. He has, however, expressed concern that the UPND administration has failed to uphold democratic principles, citing incidents of violence during the nomination period.
In order for us to maximize the election, the votes for the opposition, we needed to have come together. And what may not be appreciated by those who don't know the history of the children of Michael Sata and Edgar Lungu, what you are now seeing is basically a reconvergence of those who were called the true Greens and Patriotic Front, those who had worked tirelessly behind the efforts of President Michael Sata and President Edgar Lungu to bridge the gap between the rich, who are now getting richer in the country, and the poor, who are now getting poorer in the country. So just to re-emphasize the fact that the Tonse Pamotse Alliance is intact.
Meanwhile, former Home Affairs Minister Stephen Kampyongo has called on the Zambia Police Service to remain professional ahead of the elections and urged the Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate withdrawals of parliamentary candidates in various constituencies.
Because how else can you interpret the conduct of the police who watched violent activities at a polling station, at a filing in nomination center, where an eminent citizen was brutalized, he had to defend himself, and the culprits were there. They were only to be arrested after someone could have given away. What confidence are you giving to the members of the public? And then after some thought, then you would call a person who should have been a victim. So we expect that you discharge your functions professionally.
And former Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafwaya has expressed concern over what he described as lack of leadership in handling the burial of former 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, noting that a year has passed since his death on June 5th, 2025. The Road Transport and Safety Agency Fast Track Court has fined renowned musician and radio host Madaliso Piri, popularly known as Daliso 800 Kwacha, after pleading guilty to driving without a valid driver's license. The offense happened on April 27, 2026, at 23:04 hours opposite Puma Filling Station area in Lusaka. Mr. Piri, in mitigation, told Magistrate Moffat Piri that he has learned his lesson and, as an ambassador, will sensitize the youths on road traffic rules and the importance of always driving with a valid driver's license. Mr. Piri, on April 27, 2026, in Lusaka, drove a motor vehicle, namely Nissan March Vintage, bearing registration number BAB5514ZM, on a public road, namely Mosotunya Road, where he was not a holder of a valid driver's license to authorize him drive a motor vehicle of that class of description. The Constitutional Court has set June 19, 2026 as the date it will hear a petition challenging President Hakainde Hichilema's eligibility to contest the August general election. Meanwhile, former Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has placed himself on record as one of the lawyers who is representing the President. In this matter, Charles Longwe, a UPND member, is asking the court to determine whether the party complied with Article 60 of the Constitution and whether its failure to hold regular intra-party elections has denied members meaningful participation in its governance and leadership. Mr. Longwe is seeking a court declaration that President Hakainde Hichilema's nomination as the UPND presidential candidate contravenes provisions of the Constitution and the Electoral Process Act and should therefore be declared unconstitutional, unlawful, null and void. He has cited Watuke Menda as his capacity, as Party Secretary General, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, the Registrar of Societies, and the Attorney General as respondents. Former Intelligence Chief Xavier Chongo has been formally charged and arrested for 11 offences. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says Mr. Chongo faces 7 counts of communicating certain information contrary to the State Security Act. He said Mr. Chongo has also been charged with 3 counts of seditious practices under the Penal Code and 1 count of unlawful disclosure of information to an unauthorized person under the Zambia Security Intelligence Service Act. Mr. Chilabi said it is alleged that on May 24, 2026 in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed confidential information obtained through his official duties, uttered words of a seditious nature, and revealed protective measures relating to a vital installation. He said Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and is awaiting a court appearance.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Mr. Xavier Chongo has been formally charged and arrested for the following offences: 7 counts of communication of certain information contrary to Section 41 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chongo disclosed confidential information obtained through his official duties. 3 counts of seditious practices contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. It is alleged that during the same period and at the same location and time, Mr. Chungu uttered words of a seditious nature.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Global, an accounting and advisory services firm with operations across 119 countries, has strengthened its presence in Africa with the addition of Client Focus Solutions, a leading professional services firm in Zambia. The firm will join the network as More Zambia CFS Advisory. Headquartered in Lusaka, More Zambia CFS Advisory, the firm provides audit, tax, accounting, and advisory services alongside payroll, training, and corporate support, helping businesses manage their financial and regulatory requirements with confidence. In a statement, More Global CEO Vivian Muir said they are pleased to welcome Client Focus Solutions into their global network. And More Zambia CFS Advisory Managing Partner Chikumbuso Piri said joining More is an important step for the firm as it enables it to connect clients to a global network while continuing to deliver the personal local service they value.
Joining More is an important step for our firm. It enables us to connect our clients to a global network. Notwithstanding, we still continue offering the personal local service that over the years they've grown to value. Except this time, we are now connected to the wider More family, where we can tap into and broaden our potential and capability to deliver valuable services to our clients from both the private sector, then not-for-profit organizations, and indeed government departments and also government-related entities.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed.